Access Show.
Touchdown, Tampa Bay!
On your home for the Buccaneers, 620 WDAE and US 1035. Here's your host, Scott Ledger.
Friday night in Tampa Bay, crisp weather on the outside. Not exactly, you know, wearing sweaters yet, but yeah, it feels more and more and more like football as we move into the month of October. Welcome to Buccaneers Total Access Friday night. I'm Scott Ledger. We sit down every Friday night with a different player. We got different guys in rotation, but welcome, Styles G. Good to see you. Or are we still working on his microphone? Is it working? Say something.
Hello?
He's working. I think we got him. Or he might be dialing something up. Yeah. Okay. There we go. Okay. Well, while we're getting his stuff worked out, we're going to start taking a peek at the Cincinnati game. And the Cincinnati Bengals are one of those football teams that you can't really tag an identity on them. They have playmakers at the wide receiver position that seem to step up on one week. The following week, you'll have Cedric Benson go off. And Carson Palmer is one of these hot and cold guys. He's in the prime of his career. He's being considered as one of the better quarterbacks in this league, but he's not consistently performing week in and week out. So as we sit down and start to talk about the Bengals, we really don't know who they are. This is a football team that has high expectations. Double digits wins. Are you rocking that mic now, kid?
I'm ready.
Now it's working.
Whoa, I'm ready.
All right, so jumping on the conversation, we might as well start with what I was just talking about. And, you know, you're sitting there looking film at the Bengals. They can hurt you with the run.
Yep.
And they can hurt you with, you know, they've got the two names at wideout besides their other backups. So when you're looking at this team, it's always got to start with stopping a run first, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And they got a big challenge out there for us. I mean, they playing well. I think they lose. I don't even know if they lost. I just look at them on
film.
Lost
to the Browns.
I don't even look at their win loss record. Yeah. I just see how they play, and they've been playing pretty well. They're pretty consistent, and Carson Palmer, he's just doing what he do, I guess.
It's kind of funny you guys play. You always play another team from the AFC, and you'll do it throughout the season, but it's almost like you're getting it all done at the beginning of the season. This is like in 4 weeks you're playing three AFC North teams.
I know. I don't understand it. I guess I would rather play in the NFC and get it rolling and stuff, but I take it as it comes.
All right, now we'll kind of say, welcome to the show. Good to see you.
Hey, thanks. Nice to be here.
I like that shirt. Let's talk about that shirt.
Oh, my. Live, dormant, die, enormous.
Yeah, someone else had that shirt on, so.
Yeah, I got a lot of players on the team. They got some shirts. They supported me and stuff like that, so it's fun. It's just, you know, they relate to it. Live, dormant means alive but not actively growing. You know, and so you had a choice: you live dormant or die enormous. And die enormous means, you know, you create a legacy. So when you doing what you do, it's a
passion,
exactly. And you can, you know, in a sense, die enormous. You know, and that's, you know, living life to the fullest. So
is this something you read or something you mumbled one night in bed and reached over at the yellow pad? And
no, the live dormant, die enormous. No, it was a quote I got from my favorite rapper. Jay-Z.
Oh, so I heard of him.
Yeah, so I like it. And with the pawn, they understood where it came from. On the front, it's live dormant. It has just a pawn. On the back, it has a crown pawn, tilted crown pawn in it. And that means, in essence, the same thing, like working, you know, like a working man, like a guy that has, you know, some people say, well, I use a chess piece, you know, why don't you use a knight or a rook? Or I'm like, well, I'm not from royalty. You know what I mean?
Most of us start off as pawns.
Exactly. So I figured that me being a pawn, starting off as a pawn, I still stay who I am, but my status changed. So my status changed, but I remain who I am.
That's been your story in the NFL. Most people don't, if you don't know the story, you know, you've played in every league of football there is.
Yeah, actually, I really have.
You have?
I think I exhausted all my options.
Except the UFL, which you don't want to go there yet.
No, I'm not planning on going there. I'm not planning on going there.
But, yeah, you NFL Europe, Canadian Football League, yep. and Arena Football.
Yep, did it all. Did it all.
And Jay Gruden was the guy who spotted you. Were you playing two ways then?
I was. I sucked at
So what'd you play in offense?
What were tight end.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you have any receptions?
I did. I had a touchdown in, I think, in I want to say the playoff game, but let's just say playoff game.
Did you catch it with your body? Did you catch it with your hands like a real receiver?
I had a screen, you know. I had a screen that looked like little Barry Sanders, big Barry Sanders out there, and, you know.
Did
The story gets better every time I tell it, though. So it was like 8 defenders. I think it's only like 4.
Is NFL Europe like, you ever see Bull Durham? Like in the minor leagues, it shows the minor leagues of baseball. Is NFL Europe kind of like, yeah, where's our lockers? Or was it done with a budget, or was it a fun experience?
It was a great experience. No, it was a great experience. I mean, at that time, I think he was getting like 10,000 to hang, you know, be over there. But they pay for like you stay in a hotel, so you know they pay for your hotel and stuff like that. It was a good culture shock, I guess, if you will. It's kind of like one of those, you know, you have your fans, you have stuff, and most of them don't really care for it because they like the other football, the soccer or whatnot. So it was definitely a
Did you have an interpreter, or were most of you guys on the team American anyway?
Yeah, most of us
or?
Was on the team, and then I think they had you had to have like 4 people from Europe, I think, something like
bus trips for games?
Most of it was bus trips. But they were all like in the area, so it wasn't that bad, or catch the train and stuff like that.
A lot of guys in that league trying to keep the dream alive in their mind. You know, there was the conversation in that locker room was, hey, stick with it. You could be, you know, I want to get back to Indy, or I'm hoping to, you know. Or is it just guys that are just like, I'm just happy to be making a paycheck?
Yeah, I'm just happy to be there.
Yeah.
I was one of those guys. Yeah, guys that were there like a year or two before and came back again just to get back in the league.
Sure,
again.
Stay
so,
in.
Right. So, I mean, it was a learning experience, to say the least. Yeah, it was fun, though.
You came in here at spot play, what, 3 years ago, right?
Yeah, 07.
Yeah. And then little by little, you're now the starting right defensive end on this football team. And I think a lot of people thought of you as a pass rusher early on. But, you know, to be honest, I haven't heard one person anywhere complain about you playing the run. So it seems to me that you've really picked up that part of your game. Or, talk about that.
Well, no, it's not –
You're playing 60-50 snaps now, so you're not playing just pass rushing
downs. Absolutely.
Downs.
But it's never been I never complained around.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes that perception, it is greater than the fact, if you will. Is that how the saying goes? I don't know. But I always know how to play, you know, to run. Just an opportunity. And I need to actually get back to pass rushing because I need to make more plays.
Well, you know, there's a race to 10, but there's 2 of them on this team. There's the team wanting to get to 10 victories, but you came out in the media in August and said, I don't know if you promised or you predicted or you expected.
Some
I don't know
both,
the words.
Some of all.
Yeah, which words you used.
I did everything short of guaranteed.
Careful, we can come back and find that tape, so be careful here.
I think I did everything but guaranteed me having 15 sacks, you know what I mean? And I'm still, this week 4 for us, and I still have a chance. I'm setting my goal high. It's not a... You know, some things had to fall in place for me to get these opportunities to rush and stuff like that. But, you know, I'm going to keep pounding.
You know, it's funny. I was watching the Packer game a couple nights ago. It was a Monday night or it was two weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to remember who the right tackle was, but Clay Matthews was pretty much eating him alive. And 2 of the plays that really were game-deciding plays were actually a holding call on the tackle were called back a touchdown. So we always think of success in defensive linemen. That's where I'm kind of going is a sack.
Right.
But pressure that, you know, a tip pass, a pressure, you know, you force a guy out of a pocket, you create a fumble. Are sacks overrated in this league?
It really depends. And I say that because I'm like, well, say if I hit the quarterback and he throws an interception to Akib or Rondé or one of them, and, it's, you know, that happened, do people see that? They just see Rondé Akib getting an interception. You know what I mean? But, I mean, it's a host of things. It's just great. I mean, it has to be important because they keep a stat of it, you know? So, I think
it seems to be the stepping stone that's talked about in contract negotiations. They're not going to sit there with you, you know, a couple of years and go, Styles, well, yeah, you had 18 quarterback pressures. That's worth this much money.
No, yeah,
it's always sacks.
Yeah, it's always – I didn't want to say it, but now that you brought it up.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. It's if you come scot-free, it's a sack. If you beat 8 people, it's a sack. A sack is a sack.
You knew you were coming into a young football team, and you knew that you were going to be, one of the elder statesmen on this squad. You saw the retooling last year at quarterback, and we've seen it now at defensive tackle. We're now starting to see it at running back. We're starting to see a youth injection, wide receiver. We've seen it now. It's got to be kind of exciting to look at the guys that you play D-line with, all 8 or 9 of them, and really be excited because there's nothing. It's just going to get better and better and better.
Right. I mean, they're young, so I mean, they're at the bottom. Hopefully, they got to go to the top.
Yeah, I'm thinking positive here.
What I mean is they started, you know, obviously not, you know, like if a veteran guy is already a Pro Bowler proven, like they starting, you know, low and
sure.
There's nowhere to go but the top. You know, that's what I meant now. First, a little bit out of context. No, I mean, I started at the bottom and then I came up. You know what I mean? Like they starting here and they learning the ropes, understanding the system and playing full speed within the system and getting better with it.
When you're looking at yourself on film, do you catch yourself saying, you know, I bull rushed three straight times there. I need to remember to mix it up. You critique your own. In other words, do you kind of like nitpick it?
I do. Because it's like, oh, man, I should hit him with this. Oh, I should remember where his hands were at and blah, blah, blah. But you know what it is? It's the repetition of it. It's the, okay.
The muscle memory. I hear about that all the time from you guys.
Well, no, you know what? And also, well, think about this. If they call us, we got different defensive plays. When you have a different defensive plays, you sit there and you got to remember them, right? Mm-hmm. Make sure you're on them if you're dropping, if you're doing an arrow, if you're doing a long stick, you know what I mean? If you got to cover wall two or you got a Bronco technique, you get a gut check. You got to go through all of this in your head while you're sitting there. You're like, okay, am I rushing this time or am I not rushing? And once you get comfortable within that, then you got to understand when you're doing base rush for us, it's like, okay, well, can you take an inside rush here or can you take an outside rush there? It's not like you would like to think of it as a controlled chaos, if you will, you know what I mean, on
sure.
defense. But, I mean, it's you know, see ball, get ball is not the right term for how we run defenses around here these days, not in the NFL. So, I mean, but overall, the bottom line is getting to the quarterback.
That is Styles G. White. He's our guest tonight on Buccaneers Total Access. The phone numbers are 813-990-4620. That's out of Hillsborough, Pinellas County, 727-461-4620, 1-800-596-BUCKS. Another way, we've got two open lines on each one of those phone numbers because I want to come back and talk to you about playing stand-up because every single time you're in a locker room and anybody asks you, you get this gleam in your eye. Like, I, you know, I'm coming up, I'm standing up, I'm considered a linebacker on this play. And you're like, oh, you've been rallying for more three down. I mean, from early August, I was like, this guy really wants to be a stand-up rusher sometime, huh?
Yeah.
So we'll come back and talk about that.
Cool.
You got it. Styles G. White and your phone calls coming back for Buccaneers Total Access on your Friday night right here on the Buccaneers Radio Network.
Total Access returns on 620 WDAE and US 1035, the home of the Buccaneers.
Welcome back, Buccaneers Total Access. Scott Ledger alongside number 91 defensive end. How many years have you been playing football?
A lot.
Because you're like, well, you know, I use the word elder statesman. You cracked the 30-year-old mark, what, last year?
No, I'm actually 30. Yeah, I'm 31 this year.
Yeah.
I just turned 31. I'm a young 31.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You know what my motto is?
Tell me what a young 31 means.
I'm going to tell you what it means. It means that, wait. No, listen, here's my motto of this getting older thing. You could be young once, but you could be immature for the rest of your life. It's me.
First down. First down.
That is what I'm doing.
That's your next t-shirt.
Yeah, sure, right? Thumbs up. No doubt. But yeah.
We're gonna go to John and Largo first. John, hopefully you're as immature as both of us because you'll fit right on the show. Welcome to the show, bro.
How's it going, Styles?
All right, how are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm probably immature more than both of you. I'm 41. I just turned recently.
Oh, happy birthday. Happy belated birthday.
Nice. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I had a couple questions. The first one being, you know, after the Panther win, I was really high and excited about everything the Bucks were doing. But my problem was that the lack of, I don't want to say lack of corner play, but some of the mistakes maybe at the corners were the easy touchdowns by Charlie Batch. I'm not saying they're easy, but some of the tip balls and the touchdowns on that. And then how do you feel about the Bucks being blacked out at their home games? And I have no problem listening to them on the radio, but I'm going to hang up and just let you answer, especially about the corner play, because obviously going up against Ocho Cinco and Terrell Owens, T.O., that's definitely a challenge for your secondary.
Yes, it is.
And if we don't get pressure on Carson Palmer, that could be a long day for the Bucs again. And I don't want it to be. I want to be the one calling in and saying kudos to the Buccaneers defense because I really believe that our defense has to support our offense more. You know, we have a young offense, and we have a lot of skill on offense, but I really believe that it's our defense that's going to take us to the next level. I'll hang up, and I'll listen to your answer on the radio. Appreciate it, guys. Thank you, Scott.
Made some good points there, John. Thank you for the call.
All right. As far as the cornerbacks goes with Pittsburgh Steelers, it's not a – it wasn't – you have bad plays, first off. You know what I mean? It happens. It's football. You know, the stuff happens, don't fall the right way. At the same time, well, we're applying pressure. Because if we was applying the pressure, would we be able to get the ball off and throw that kind of play?
Kind of connected.
So, we all work together. So, if our DBs have a great game, you best believe we have something to do with it. And vice versa. You know what I mean? If we have a great game, you best believe the DBs have something to do with it. That's just how it goes with us. And the linebackers, obviously, too. So, I mean, as far as that goes, you know, stuff happens. You know, so these
blackouts. Yes, you got blackouts, all right, too.
So, now with the blackouts, I just work here. You know, I don't really know about
that. You're
going
to be a politics, man. That was a very politically safe answer right there.
No, I mean, it's you know, from a little that I know, apparently we're supposed to sell enough tickets to have a game played on TV. Obviously, we're not selling those tickets. Therefore, you know, the games are blacked out. I don't personally like it. I can't T-bone myself or nothing like that. So I don't really, you know, but I mean, that's just the nature of the beast. That's the business of it. And we you know, what happens, honestly, when I, you know, with the fans that are there, those fans that I'm concerned about, anyone who's not there or who's want to watch TV.
There's a seat with your name on it. Come join us.
You know what I mean? So it's not like you know, we want the fans to be there, and I'm just worried about the ones who can make it, and the ones that are there, and the ones who can't. I still take y'all's support when y'all listen to us on the radio.
I'm sure, you know, a lot of you have heard about the blackouts in this area, but Detroit, Jacksonville, San Diego, even Cincinnati, the game you're going to play this week, they've been borderline. So, you know, this is systemic into the league, and I'm sure it's connected to other things that are outside of football talk. We'll get into political talk later on down the road.
But let
me ask you about missed ops, because that's really what the caller was alluding to is, you know, five or six plays, you know, Keeb pulls that pick down. It's almost like a 14-point swing sometimes, because if you end up taking the ball the other way in a drive, they don't score and you do. Missed ops, two missed ops is a 28-point swing. So, you know, you're looking at Cody turning around, picking a ball off, and you're looking at a different football game. I think that's really what a lot of people saw in that Pittsburgh game was the score looked like a blowout, but anybody who watched the game saw it wasn't.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just one of those things, man. It's one of those days where, you know, we
say what you said in the post game. Say it. Oh, say it.
Some days you the dog, other days you the tree.
That's right.
That's just how it goes, you know. And we 2-1. It's not like we lost against the Steelers. And, you know, you kind of hear, not from within us, our organization or the team or coaches, any of that. We don't hear outside stuff about, you know, how we not who we say we are and the fact that what kind of defense we are, how we believe in each other. And I still like to beg to differ. We 2-1. We're going into another game this week, and not all is lost. I feel like if we play the Pittsburgh Steelers again, it might be a different story.
Sure. Sure. As a matter of fact, I'm sure Josh Freeman said the same thing last night. And you look at, you know, a couple of plays, Sammy Strother pulls in a pass. It doesn't go for a pick in the other direction. And that was right off the heels of a big Ernest Graham play, you know, where we had some momentum. And that's the thing about football, and you know that. It's such a game of momentum. When you got a chance to stay in a game or sting the champ, if you're a young up-and-comer, you had those opportunities. You didn't take advantage of them. But, yeah, the upside is you guys are 2-1 football team. And I think everyone saw that game or didn't see it and heard about it because it was a blacked-out football game that a lot of people are still – I don't know, it's kind of like when you're not sure if you want to buy something, you're kind of looking at it, you're looking at it, they're watching you guys for a couple of weeks, they realize there's up-and-comers at different positions, everyone's going to get out and buy their Mike Williams jersey next week or 3 weeks from now when some, you know, you have a three-sack game, that type of stuff, so – you know, winning the fan back, it's almost like the same mentality you guys take. It's game to game to game, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, we didn't we got the same attitude when we 0-0. We went 1-0 and 2-0 and But if we got the same attitude, we feel like we're still competing and we're still going to be competitive.
We talked about that. Or actually, I was talking about since you guys are having microphone problems, and Cedric Benson is the type of guy. You know, he's a premier back.
Yes, he
that
is.
Guy's a he's a power back, no arm tackling, but you can watch him cut on a dime and make some moves. Then they've got wide receiver. You know, Carson Palmer's no slacker. So when you're looking at this team, we talked about it a little bit. Let's kind of go a little deeper into that. Stop the run, and this. I was looking at the stat. These guys, you guys are plus four in giveaway takeaway, which I think is tied for third in the league. Mm-hmm. You're giving up a little bit more yardage, but it's all about making picking to get the ball back. The mentality of this defense is a little bit of bend but don't break.
Yeah, I mean,
kind of a thing.
We give up 1,000 yards. Don't make me no difference. So if they're not putting no points on the board, then what does it matter?
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying? So yeah, we may give up a little more yards than we did before. Are we getting up the same points like we did last year when we were up, you know, trying to, you know, get into a winning program? You know, I don't think Ryan will speak for him as far as I'm concerned, but I mean, giving up yardage and giving up points, you win this game by points, not yardage. So if we're not giving up a lot of points, we have a chance to win.
And last year, you know, the Jim Bay, it's so difficult to talk about last year because it was like first half of the year was one thing going on, the second half.
Right.
So when I say big plays, a lot of the big plays really happened at the beginning of last year. Mm-hmm. Buffalo, Dallas, those kind of, you know, playing a different scheme. Since your head coach came in and started handling the defense, you guys have not given up that many big plays. Unfortunately, last week, the missed stop is exactly what kind of came back and bit you in the butt.
Mm-hmm.
Since he's that's a big play football team you're looking at.
Yeah, I mean, it's like pick your poison times, too. I mean, you either get Cedric Benson or you get the wide receivers, and you get either Ocho Cinco, you get Terrell. So you know what I mean? Like, you got to pick your poison, and we up for the challenge.
Let's get to the pass rush. You guys, you know, got four sacks so far in three games. I know you want more, but, you know, you've got – and I asked Gerald McCoy on his show the other day. I said, you're moving up and down the D-line. Sometimes you're at end. Sometimes you're at under tackle, nose tackle. You got – I'll ask you, do you think that kind of slows the development of a line with too many guys playing too many positions? Well, what's your take on that?
It's like I said, it's a learning curve. Mm-hmm. It really is. What our coaches put in those positions they think that we perform good at or better at, and just trying to play different positions and whatnot. And it's not too far playing three technique to five, though. You know, it's just a little different here and there, a little tweak. But I don't think there's any excuses, you know. If they didn't think we were capable of doing it, then we wouldn't be in it.
The head coach for the Bengals was talking about looking at you guys on film, and he said, yeah, Raheem's really starting to mix it up. And, a lot of teams, I've heard a head coach say, talking about the cover two, it's not dead, but it's becoming predictable, and a good quarterback can kind of dice it up. We're starting to see defenses, three down linemen, four down linemen, six down linemen. Is that the new trend in the NFL? Because I want to get to you standing up. That's where I want to get to. We're getting it up.
Ronnie gave it a name. I like to call it Tampa 2.1. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Just add a little different. A little tweak here and there. And yeah, we play matchup ball too. So if they put an extra lineman in, we put an extra lineman in. They put an extra DB, extra wide receiver, we put an extra DB in. That's how. It has to kind of evolve. You know what I mean? Into whatever it is that we're trying to do we're not trying to necessarily have the offense dictate to us, but given formations, not formations, personnel, we kind of roll with the punch.
Is it about like what the Jets do, overloading sides and just overwhelming an offense, or is it about matchups and scheming and we're still on a one-to-one? Do you think we're winning and losing those matchups so far? I mean, when you look to your D on film?
No, I think that we just need to be more consistent in what we do. I think that we need to
I hear that all the time. Consistent. I'm always hearing consistent. Now, give me a definition of consistent.
Okay.
Because your coach says it all the time.
Okay. First game, we had no sacks.
Okay.
Next game, we get four sacks. Next game, we get no sacks. Consistent. We got three or four sacks throughout those three games. Yeah, you did. You totally set yourself up for that. So I had to give it to you.
You got me, bro. You got me. Well, consistent defense to you. In your game, Styles G. White, not the other the 10 guys around you, what's your definition of consistent for you?
Just honestly, playing hard, no having no mental errors. And what I mean by that is not being selfish. And what I mean by that is, like, you know, you play within the defense. You know, you don't just go and do whichever it is that you want. Not that I do that. I'm just saying as far as being disciplined, you know, and, you know, having the coaches trust you. Stuff like that for me is important. You know, I could, you know, once they put me in position, then it's up to my ability to get it done. So as far as I'm concerned, it's just me being more consistent, if you dare. and you know, and trying to get and make more plays for our defense, you know, help, like I said, help our DBs out, our linebackers out.
You know, it's a lot easier to cover guys when you only got to cover them for 3 seconds instead of 5.5.
Exactly.
Amen to that. Hillsboro 813-990-4620, Pinellas 727-461-4620, or 1-800-596-BUCKS. We're going to be going to Chris in St. Pete. You're up next with Styles G. White on a Friday night. Welcome, Chris.
Hey, lads. Great show, as usual.
Thank you.
And what's going on, Styles?
Not much. How are you?
All right. Pretty good, man. I'm keeping the faith, and I'm going with the program you guys are putting out there and believing in it.
All right.
And the Pittsburgh game, Styles, I think you went a little bit over it, what I was going to say. The score, overall score, does not say what the game really was, because I've been watching Buccaneer football since the 70s. I grew up here, and I've seen plenty of lopsided scores and blowouts and what have you. And I was on with Coach Raw a couple weeks ago, and I had brought this up to him, that game was just a couple of fluky plays and a couple of tweaks, you know, from being a close game. I mean, it really was. I think if you play that game, you know, a week or two later, it's 17-14, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so what I thought, Styles, and I want you, I'll hang up and answer your question. A lot of people, oh, it was a blowout and it was this and that. I saw it as a lot of fixable things and just a couple of fluky plays that are fixable. And I still have confidence in it, and I didn't see it as a blowout, and I want you to talk a little bit on that, Sal. Thanks.
Thank you, Chris.
Well, Chris, here, let's not take nothing away from the Pittsburgh Steelers. They made more plays than we did. That's how it goes. That's what they did, and they won the game. I can't say any more about it. I mean, they just made more plays than we did. There's nothing wrong with that. The stuff that you said, absolutely, that we've seen on film are correctable. That's why we're not worried. You know, we know that we can fix these things. We know that if we had a chance to get them back, we'll make plays on them. So with that, we're still confident, you know, as we've been getting ready for Cincinnati.
You know, this whole thing of practice player, and I know it started, look at the big grin on your face right now, goes back to August, and people were saying, you know, Styles didn't seem to give an effort in practice. And meanwhile, in your games, you've been nothing but a stand-up, pardon the pun, guy. What do you say to that? I mean, it's already over.
Well, first,
August
first,
is over.
Right, first, I have to thank Coach Raheem Morris to call me Allen Iverson.
Yeah.
About practice.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, you know, if that's, again, a perception that they have or whatever. And I think I'm practicing well. And to be honest with you, I think I'm playing well, so I don't have any problems with it.
Yeah, you came in great shape. That's probably the best shape you've been in.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, not that I'm checking you out, but
yeah, you are checking me out. I feel a little comfortable.
You might have a couple abs busting through your little shirt there that, you know, you didn't have before.
Yeah, I'm doing a little better than that.
I know. I talked to you in August. You said you were watching your diet. You were eating differently. That's what you were doing.
I'm eating differently. I'm a slowing down from a little partying and stuff, too, you know. Still got to get it in.
You're still single.
Yeah.
Your name is Styles. You can only be so laid back.
right, absolutely. So, I mean, yeah, I'm still single, and I'm enjoying life, you know. And it's fun.
Very good.
It's fun.
All right, Jerry, who's our next caller? I didn't get that. All right, Todd, we're coming to you next. Oh, well, we just lost Todd. Well, let's go. I want to ask you about playing stand-up. Okay, just give us a second here before we go to break.
Okay.
You seem to have a real gleam in your eye. I mean, tell me, refresh our memories on your college days and the positions you played then, and take us into why you think you need to be playing more stand-up.
It goes all back to high school.
Okay.
Nah, yeah. I played a lot back in high school. It was fun. You know,
inside?
Yeah, inside and outside.
Okay.
High school.
And a four linebacker scheme or three?
It was a 3-4.
Okay.
3-4. One year I played middle. Next year I played like the outside linebacker.
All right.
Then went to college, moved to DN. Then I played a little linebacker. Then they moved me back to DN. So, I mean, just playing a 3-4.
You like playing in space is what you're saying.
Well, this shows my versatility.
Sure.
You know, just want to cover a little bit. Not a lot. You know, you got me for about 3-4 plays. Just back
you know what I mean? Covering tight ends? Yeah. Covering running backs?
Yeah, no doubt. You know, just hopefully they will, you know, the quarterback will look at it when I'm covering them. I'm just saying, I hope not. But if so, I do all right. You know, so I like it because it's just – to stand up.
Well, if you were Bennett or Crowder or covering a back or a tight end, I haven't seen you run down the field with guys. I've seen you more like in the low, flat areas.
I like that area. Yeah. The flat areas works for me. I don't need to be running 80 yards down the field trying to catch a running back or tight end. No, it's predicated on what we do. If we zone blitzing, you know, blitzing and stuff like that. But it's the whole, you know, standing up. You know, it's different. It gives you that different, like you said, like a, you know, that, you know, like instead of just being in the 4-3, you know, where everybody gonna be all the time. Let's get stand me up, you know, and put Quincy up there. We kind of playing linebacker. Now you gotta, you know,
sure.
What you want to do? Just give him a little bit, you know.
Manhandle a tight end.
Just a little bit. You know, we can disguise from there. We can still play. We can still play a 4-3 from a 3-4, which is kind of fun when you think about it.
And it swaps off with you and Quincy pass rushing, really.
Well, you know, Quincy plays the Sam, and I play the buck in, and mm-hmm. It's just fun. I just like standing up. I like standing up, like, hey, hi.
1-800-596-BUCKS, 813-990-4620, or 727-461-4620. We got a half hour of Styles G. White left before we hang it up for Friday night. Don't forget our pregame show, by the way, locally here on the AM version of our Buccaneers Radio Network. Will hit your airwaves at 10:30, and then, of course, the network at noon, 1 o'clock kickoff in Cincinnati. I heard it's going to be warm in Cincy, like 93 degrees on the field.
93? Yep. Well, that ain't nothing that feels
like.
Used to.
That's like a feels like.
Yeah, but ain't nothing like.
Were you expecting colder weather?
I thought it might be a little more chilly. I brought out the little pea coat and stuff. And yeah. I thought it might have to, it won't be this week.
You flying out? When do you fly out? Tonight? Tomorrow morning?
Tomorrow morning. Yep.
All right. We're coming back for the second half of Buccaneers Total Access Friday night. Ledge and Styles G. White, get on the phone lines. We got room for you. Open line on each one of those numbers, as a matter of fact. Coming back right here at the Buccaneers Radio Network.
You're listening to Buccaneers Total Access. This is 620 WDAE and US 1035, the home of Buccaneers football.
We are talking jewelry off air. I got to let everybody in on the conversation. Welcome back to Buccaneers Total Access. I'm Ledge at Styles G. White, number 91, defensive end and part-time stand-up. Linebacker for the Bucs, getting ready for the Cincinnati Bengals. Did you watch much baseball? You watched the Rays the last couple of days? Or
I have not.
Yeah.
Did I want to go to the game. But
are you a baseball fan? You a football fan? What do you like besides what you do for a living?
I like chess. Go figure. I like gymnastics, believe it or not. I do. I like it. Sort of like flying. I like it.
Okay. Keep going. I like it.
Baseball, it's cool. Baseball, not bad. Basketball's.
If you had some extra money in your pocket and there were sports teams in that town and all those sports, where what would you go pick first? Would you go check out a Lightning game? Would you? No?
Lightning game, huh?
Remember, is radio, but the look was precious.
No, it's not. I don't know.
I'm sure. I mean, you're saying this is. I don't want to say a party town, but there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on in this town.
Yeah, I agree. You got the Lightning.
Yep.
You got the Rays. You got
golf,
the,
beaches, the bars.
There's
a little bit of everything going on. Are you out much? Do you go out?
Do I go out much? Nah, not at all. I go out. You know, I got Styles. I gotta go out a little.
Now, do you like the mini entourage of just your close friends, or do you like to go out by yourself incognito?
I'm
thing?
Usually by myself.
Yep.
And it's crazy. And people find that weird. Like, you came out by yourself? Like, yeah. Like, yeah, you know. Like, why y'all go with none of your teammates? You don't like your teammates? No, I love my teammates.
I'm sick of them. I see them all day.
Right, you know. It's just, you know, sometimes we hang out. We
do
have
you, like,
our
people
team.
Watch? Would you go in the bar? Or do you actually go in? Are you, like, on the prowl?
I got a strategy, you know. Okay. I got a strategy.
Let's hear it.
Okay, so.
Let's hear it.
Say, oh, excuse me, sorry. Say if I'm out, you know, I may sit at a bar. Because I'm by myself. It wouldn't make any sense for me to sit at a table by myself,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, then you look really lonely.
Right, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So I may take an angle at the bar, may sit at the end of the bar or other side of the bar, or sit where the door is so you can see people coming in and out. You know, I got a strategy, you know? I people watch, you know? You know, there's always a method to my madness. I might do a walk around the club. And then, you know, all my secrets right now, you know. But between you and I, so it'll be fine.
It's strong.
So, you know, just, you know, do a round around the, you know, the bar and stuff, or, the, you know, the club, the ambiance, see what's
Friday
going
night,
on.
Saturday night, do you wait till closing time? Do you go early?
Yeah, no, I'm early.
Yeah,
I'm,
yeah.
I'm out early. Early. Yeah, 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 I'm out early. I can't be out till I'm 31. I can't be. Yeah. I got to get it in early. I can't be out too late. You know what I mean? So. I don't close clubs. You very rarely see me close clubs unless I'm caught off guard or need a cab home.
Do you like the Florida clubs? Do you like to lay back like a little, you know, beach bar kind of setup?
No, I like beach bars.
You like thumping clubs? You like a thumping club?
No, I like, you know, I like the grown. Can I say grown and sexy?
Yes.
I like the grown and sexy clubs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I like the grown and sexy clubs. You know, where, you know, you got nice young ladies, and, you know, guys dress nice, and the young ladies dress nice.
Now, do you drop your name, or if someone, unless someone recognizes you right off, do you just kind of play it cool and act like you're not who you are, and do you just, you know?
Yeah, I do that.
Yeah.
It's fun too.
Yeah,
I would actually, I believe it or not, I went up to a guy had on a Mike Allstar jersey.
Ooh, nice.
And I went up to him. He had a Mike Allstar jersey and the Tampa Bay Buck hat on. So I was the valet, and I was like, I'm gonna go and talk to the valet guys. Like, I'm gonna go mess with him. He's like, all right. I said, you know what? I like that jersey to him. He's like, I like it too. I said, All-Star's the man. He's like, yeah, All-Star's the man. He was like, then he started talking about Blunt. He's like, you know, Blunt's not bad, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, well, at least we got something in common. So, my, you know, they pulled my car up or whatever. And I was like, what's your name? He was like, oh, dang, I forgot his name just that fast. I think his name was Dan.
Okay.
Don't have
me lying. I'm sure he'll remember.
Yeah. And I was like, Styles, nice to meet you. He was like, oh, Styles, like that, right? I was like, yeah. He was like, oh, man, you know, get a picture with you? And I'm like, yeah, you know. I like to see the Bucks fans out, you know. You know, the Bucks fans, I like it. I like to see them supporting and repping, you know, the city and the Bucks. So I show love. But to answer your question,
yeah,
no, I don't go out telling people who I am or anything like that. I just kind of slide in, slide out, and you want everybody in your business, you know?
Yeah. There's quite a few guys on this team, you know, that I picture going out one at a time by themselves. But do you ever just – is there a small posse of players that you go out with?
Well, No, I don't. No, I'm by myself.
Yeah.
I'm usually by myself. The guys I usually hang out with outside of maybe one or two dudes, and they don't play for the Bucks at all. I don't know why. You get a lot of attention when there's a lot of guys my size walking around. You know what I mean? And bad or good. You know, it's like four or five of us. We're over 250 pounds, and we all walking around. And people just kind of, you know, I kind of get stared at by myself. And I got like three, four other dudes, and that's not really being incognito,
yeah.
You know? You
yeah.
draw attention, whether you like it or not. And
do you like Florida?
Yes, I do like Florida.
Yeah,
Florida
because you went to Minnesota, but you're not. Are you from that area?
No, I'm from Jersey.
Yeah,
Jersey.
I was gonna say. I thought you were from the Northeast area.
Yeah.
So Florida's kind of laid back compared to the Northeast.
Yeah.
Are you gonna make your home here or no?
Well, it depends
for tax reasons.
Well, yeah, right. Definitely for tax reasons.
Yeah, for tax reasons.
No, well, it all depends. You know, I'm you know, that's my last year on my contract, so
yeah.
We'll see how it goes, and I would like to. You like that answer?
Yeah, you mentioned Blunt. And a caller mentioned Blunt, mm-hmm. And you faced some good backs in your day, guys you could not arm tackle, and you've been facing him in practice the last couple of weeks. What can, you know, as all the roles shift on this team, Cadillac will probably just get fewer touches. Don't worry, they're not putting them in an old age home. It just means the ball distribution is going to switch up a little bit on this team. But tell us about Lumpkin and Blunt.
I like both of them. They different players. I think being a running back expert, I am. Lump is more of a he's like a smoother back. He's like he can
glider.
Yeah, he's one of those kind of backs. He'd be all prettied up in practice, taped up, and you know, matching, have all red shoes on and stuff. He's a pretty boy in practice, you know, real smooth running stuff.
Like it,
Blunt just blunt. he goes out there and, you know, he like a blue collar guy. You know, he just goes out and works. That's all he does. He
like
just
Earl
goes.
Campbell. Remember Earl Campbell?
Yeah.
Earl Campbell used to run, they rip his jersey off, and he just kept running.
Yeah, he's just one of those. I'm working. They don't say much in practice. No, I'm a lump. They don't say nothing in practice. They just go work. They just go to work. And, you know, but, you know, Lump has his little style and his little deal, but I just like him.
Do you have a uniform? You know, I like asking that question because so many guys, some guys don't care about the uni. It's all pulled out, you know. Some other guys got the towel hanging just right. Their wristbands.
You know what it is? I'm jealous.
Tell me about your
No,
uni.
I'll tell you. Yeah, I can't because, like, you know, the DBs look all pretty and stuff.
Yeah,
stuff
they do.
Like that. They look nice, you
sure.
know. And I was a very big Deion Sanders fan when I grew up. And he's like, you know, you look good, you play good. And they look sweet. You know what I mean? And,
oh, the towel
they
there.
Look sweet. Yeah, they look all high up and, you know, look at, you know, like a – clean and stuff like that. You know, I get out there and I ain't really
trumpet.
I'm not 215, so you know, I got little areas that get exposed.
You gotta play the run.
I get little areas exposed of my stomach and stuff. But hey, loosen this up.
Tailored shirt.
Yeah, you know, but it's all right though. You know, I don't quite have a style. I like wearing visors, though. But and they won't let you really allow you to wear like the tinted ones. I think I look cool in those.
Why not? Why won't they let you? They worry about you not picking stuff up and missing stuff? Or
No. Visors with the tint and all that stuff on it. Well, if you get a concussion, they can't see your eyes. So it's kind of one of those.
Have you played with a visor before?
In college and stuff, yeah.
Did you like it?
I still play with them.
Even in weather, in the bad weather? Doesn't get all fogged up?
It does. It really
doesn't
depends.
Matter to you?
No, it does. I take it off depending on the weather and stuff like that. But nah, it's I always wear a visor. I wore it in college and stuff. And just never wore it.
What's your pregame ritual Sunday morning? You get there early.
I've seen home or away?
Let's say home.
Yeah. I'm at a breakfast spot. My breakfast spot.
See?
I get up early in the morning for my breakfast spot. It's come on, you gotta be
kidding. I'm not going to breakfast with
Mimi's,
you.
Mimi's Cafe.
Okay.
Mimi's
right.
Cafe. I go there, get my my French toast, my Dewey sausage.
How early in the morning is this?
Well, I think I like 6:37 in the morning for the game. Yeah,
okay.
Games at 1. So I call
keep going in. With the, no, go back on the meal. I want to see what you're.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I get scrambled eggs and cheese, French toast, a Dewey sausage, butterfly grilled on both sides, orange and cranberry juice.
Same Sunday, same routine.
Every home game, yep.
Then you go home and go to bed for 2 hours?
No. What I do is I call them, you know, tell them that they know who I am now. I'm like, hey, can I get help? Okay, so, you know, I say what my order is. They're like, all right, we got the styles. You know what I mean? They're like, all right, cool. I go get it, bring it back to the house, watch a little football. You know, they get a little, you know, Sunday, whatever going
game
on.
Game day and all that stuff, sure.
Watch, you know, probably try to get a peep if I have some change on me from the guys on the corner.
Do you spend a lot of time? Because, you know, I'm there doing a pregame. I'm looking down. Sometimes players are out there real early running around. Mm-hmm. Other guys don't, you know, they'll do a little warm-up, but they spend most of their time in their locker room. What do you like to do before the games?
Yeah, I people watch. I go outside and, you know, and hang out on the bench and chat it up with some of the guys. And we may see some other guys from another team that I know to say what's up to them. And they give me about 5 seconds because they got to warm up.
Sure.
you know what I mean? So I just hang out, you know, just talk me, Sims, and stuff on the D-line. We just go out and just hang out on the bench and talk, Ryan Sims.
Do you do anything different, like in the Cincy game when you're up there? Is it just about curfews and making sure you're showing up at the bus
away
on time?
Away games, I'm always on the second bus.
What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
Oh, he has two buses. You get
which means it's a late one leaving? It's the late one leaving?
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Those,
so you're on the 10:30 bus.
To 10:31. I'm definitely on the 10:31, chilling. I'm wide awake then and an 8 and feeling good and stuff like that. So it's better for me now.
I saw guys holding the visors or whatever it was over the Pittsburgh Steelers' heads and stuff. Do you think football's getting a little too specialized with misting fans? And pretty soon they're going to have, like, people out there just – I don't know, throwing grapes in your mouth while you're playing.
I mean, these are
football players. You're supposed to be tough.
You say that outside looking in.
Yeah, okay, true.
When the heat index is like 100, 104 degrees with 30 pounds of equipment on and you're running around there like you lost your mind, you might need some water, Gatorade, a little
touché.
Electrolytes. Yeah, you know, it's a little. You know, a little misty fan wouldn't hurt. Throwing an oxygen tank.
That's what I mean. It's like, you know, I'm surprised there's not an IR nurse on the sidelines,
hey,
you know?
Hey, you know
what?
Did
you ever take an IV? Did you ever take an IV?
Have I? Yes.
Yeah.
But do I? No. I got, you know, like a little woozy one time. But that was like one time. I'd never done it before
in
my life right now, I think.
Well, you went full time in the middle of last season. After the Gaines trade and the subsequent changing of the guard there, you've been doing, what, 50, 55 snaps a game now?
Yeah, 40, 50 snaps. Yeah.
First, second, and third down. How's that feel? It's been a long road. It's been a – no. I mean, going all the way back to, you know, like we talked about, three different leagues. Right. And you're an every down defensive end in this league. It's been a good climb for you. But not that you're patting yourself on the back, but it's nice to kind of acknowledge where you're at.
Yeah, it is. One time, I think last year, you know, I played around. I put on my Facebook and stuff, and I was like, you know, my mom said, you know, are you still playing with the Bucks? You know, make sure everything's good. And I was like, no, I start for the Bucks now. You know what I mean? And she was like, proud to hear that. So it's cool. I'm proud of it, and I'm trying to let it go to my head because one play away from anybody taking my spot, and you know how this is, not for long. So.
You got a good motor up and down the sideline, making some tackles. You know, some of your tackles are, you know, trailing plays. And we love to see that as fans when a defensive lineman is making a tackle 3-4 yards in either direction, especially, you know, like in a late scramble or something like play. Because the camera's not always following you guys, but suddenly you're in on the play. Was that something that, you know, from high school? Was that Marinelli? I mean, there's an attitude in this town playing defense for this football team that you bring hats and you don't stop until the whistle blows.
Right. I mean, it's a standard here that it was set a long time ago, and we're still striving to get there. You know, we're still trying to be that Bucks defense that that was once, you know, the Bucks defense.
Sure.
You know, and it's that standard's real high. That standard's real high for the Bucks, but we accept the challenge. So we expect nothing less from each other than to go out there, make plays, and run down after the ball, even when they pass a place. That's just how the standard.
You went to University of Minnesota, and I asked you about their football program. I think they're 1-4 this year, and playing Wisconsin 4-1. So it's been a kind of a lean decade, whatever, for your program. But I did want to ask you if you pay attention. Obviously, you got to be paying attention to, you know, something like an LSU Florida or maybe an FSU Miami game. No, or you just don't care.
I don't care. Why would I care?
You got no bragging rights. You don't care, huh?
You know the guys in a room. You know, Gerald, Oklahoma, Texas. You know, you got Roy and USC with Kyle, and you got Tim. You got Texas A&M and all those guys in there, and they go back and forth, and I'm just sitting there hanging
quietly
out
quietly being
Minnesota. Yeah, can't really say too much to nobody. And they know it. You know, they try to add me in the conversations by making fun of me, and it hurts, but I get over it, you know. I get over it, but so I understand my position right now. But it's okay because, you know, my Gophers, we're going to get better. We're going to get better soon.
Sooner or later. Probably later.
Hopefully sooner.
Probably later.
Hopefully sooner.
Probably later.
Hopefully sooner.
So you don't care about Michigan State, Michigan, you know, it's like whatever, huh?
Yeah, I'm like whatever.
Okay.
I watch the games because I know that the Michigan guy is pretty good. Michigan guy.
Styles G. White is our guest tonight. Might be a little sneaky in. We're getting ready to wrap it up at 7 o'clock tonight. Don't forget the pregame will hit the airwaves 10:30 in the morning. That's our local. The network pregame is at noon, 1 o'clock kickoff. This young, hungry football team making the turn, starting to put some younger players at different positions. You see more and more newer names, but as you get to learn these guys, that is your new Bucks. Those are the guys that will be selling some jerseys in the future for this football team. And that's really what we're excited about, is watching the Mike Williams and the LeGarrette Blount. And, of course, your number 5 quarterback, Josh Freeman. He's a heck of a guy, isn't he?
I like that guy.
Yeah.
He's a good
guy. I really
do.
He's very genuine. He's very genuine. All right, guys, we're running late for a break. We'll come back and wrap it up right here on the Buccaneers Radio Network.
You're listening to Buccaneers Total Access. This is 620 WDAE and US 1035, the home of Buccaneers football.
Welcome back, Buccaneers Total Access. A couple minutes left before we say goodnight. And, you know, you're a busy man. You got several irons in the fire, so I always like to ask you what you got going on outside of football. So feed me the rock here. What you got going on?
Well, I mean, like I said, I got my T-shirts. You know, let's go on my Live Dorman Die.
Is there a website for that one?
Yeah, it's actually juststyles.com. www.juststyles.com.
With a Z.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Then you know, if you ever get bored, you can follow me on Twitter.
Okay.
You
which
know,
is
Styles White.
Styles White.
With a Z.
Twitter.com/StylesWhite
yeah.
With a Z. Are you a big time Twitter?
I Twitter enough. You know, I keep you in suspense every now and then.
You got anything going on with the Cincy boys right now that we should know about?
No, I know Chad just He just tweeted how he's watching the Bucks defense, and I tweeted him. He never responds, but I tweeted him he should go watch, instead of watching that videotape, he should watch, you know, Salt just got on DVD. So he should take his time and watch. That's a good movie. You can watch that. You know what I mean? But he hasn't responded back to me. So,
you know, what do you think of that social media thing? It's years and years and years. Clubs have been able to just pretty much keep everything in-house. Now it's a little tougher for organizations to keep you guys from being heard.
Yeah,
is that a good or bad thing?
It's a gift and a curse.
Yeah.
It's a gift and a curse, you know. So, you know, you don't know what I might say. You know sure. what I mean? You know,
what's the difference if you say it to a reporter or if you tweet it yourself? What's the difference?
It's the moment. You sure. catch me. You know, I might say something, you know, at that moment how I felt. As opposed to, you know, with the media, you want to kind of be as controlled as possible, if you will, when you're talking to, you know, the media. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this was kind of personal, you know. I'm like, hey, man, I don't, you know, I might practice today. You know what I mean? I practice
right.
long as heck today.
I'm
you
tired,
know what I mean?
I'm hungry.
Right. You know, just, you know, different things on there. I'm not like every 20 minutes.
A lot of hardcore Buck fans love the idea that they can hear from you every couple of seconds on
Well, I do.
Twitter.
You know what? I even give out tickets sometimes to the home games to my suite. So, you know, I try to give back. You know, like when you sell
you convince
my...
me.
No, I'm serious. Like, yeah, I sell sure. my T-shirts, my proceeds go to my Better Us Foundation. You know what I mean? For, you know, help, you know,
How
child development.
How many years is this? Your third year doing this now?
This one?
Better Rest.
The Better Us?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Better Us Foundation.
It's called Better Us.
Yeah, Better yep. Us. Yeah, this is about, you know, we just got the 501c3 last year, so we up trying to create awareness for it, and proceeds go to the Better Us Foundation. You know, the majority of the proceeds go... 90% of it goes to the no BS. Like, goes to the Better Us Foundation, help with kids, child development, and reading.
I like it. It's good. So. It's got to feel good. A couple more seconds. You know, Carson Palmer is a guy that's not going to be dancing around too much in that pocket. There's a chance to really make his day miserable.
I hope so. I'm looking forward to trying to make his day real miserable. You know, me and the rest of the guys, we ready.
And after the Pittsburgh game, your head coach. He just seems solid as a rock this year. Last year, everything was spinning 100 miles an hour, but you got to be really liking this guy as your leader.
Well, we believe in him.
Yeah.
You know, we believe in him. We believe in his system, what he brings to it, his core beliefs. We believe in that. So
we're out of time, dude.
There you go. Well,
good one.
Hey.
Excellent show. Thank everybody for listening. We appreciate it. Don't forget about our pregame Sunday morning at 10:30, network at noon, 1 o'clock kickoff. You've been listening to Buccaneers Total Access with Styles G. White. I'm Scott Ledger. Have a great night.
Been listening to Buccaneers Total Access on 620 WDAE and US 1035, the home of Buccaneers football.